350A. B.
Oh, call and read it.
351A.
From on high, Ezekiel, I want you to prophesy by these driving men. He can't the dry bone live again. Crying, Lord God, thou knowest where these dry bones shall live again. Oh, ye dry bone, hear ye the void, then go down, go down. Go down, Egypt in the valley, go down, go down, go down and drop his eye. Ezekiel was standing in the valley one day. Ezekiel looked, he saw a healer's face. The middle of the healer saw a man's face. The middle of the healer saw an eagle's face. The middle of the healer saw a lion's face. Nine feet, I represent frankness, the eagle's face. I represent sharpness, the man's face. I represent the risen pine, oh Ezekiel, want to prophesy by these driving winds. You can't the dry bone live up again. Find Lord God, thou know it's fit, these dry bones shall live up again. Oh ye dry bone, hear ye the word, then go down, go down. Go down, Egypt in the valley, go down, go down, go down and prophesy. Come floating down the stream, between the skull bone. Come floating down the stream, between the neck bone. Come floating down the stream, between the arm bone. Come floating down the stream, between the hand bone. Come floating down the stream, between the rib bone. Come floating down the stream, between the thigh bone. Come floating down the stream, between the knee bone. I'm floating downstream, seeing a leg bone. I'm floating downstream, seeing an ankle bone. I'm floating downstream, seeing a foot bone. I'm floating downstream, crying, oh Ezekiel, I'm on the driver's side by these driving men. You can't the dry bone live again, crying, Lord God, thou know it, said these dry bones shall live again. Oh, ye dry bone, hear ye the word, then go down, go down. Go down, Egypt in the valley, go down, go down, go down and prophesy. Children, we got to go down, go down, go down, Egypt in the valley, go down, go down, go down and prophesy. Thank you very much. some little money. Don't cry, I got some little money.
/352A.
People from all hurt, harm, and danger. Lead have mercy for Jesus' sake. Oh, Holy Father, go with us and stand by us, our Heavenly Father. Catch us by the heart of our hand and lead us long from one good to bring to another. Oh, Lord, you that died on yon cross, that we might have a light and a tree of life, as you have heard. That God, that give up his all and forgotten Son, to go down and death and die, that we may live in Christ Jesus, as you have heard. Oh, Lordy, when we're done praying the last prayer, our Heavenly Father can't pray no more. Our Heavenly Father, ask you to take us down to our bed with much joy and peace. High up in heaven, receive our wisdom. What will be able to pray the one God, the Father, ever blessed, blessed, was, and never shall be. Amen.
Yes.
/352B.
Goodbye, world.
Goodbye, world.
I'm gone. Goodbye, mother.
Goodbye, mother.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
Goodbye, mother.
Goodbye, mother.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I've got that Holy Ghost and power that teach me every hour. Goodbye, mother.
Goodbye, mother.
I'm gone. Goodbye, sister.
Goodbye, sister.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
Goodbye, sister.
Goodbye, sister.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I've got that Holy Ghost and power that teach me every hour. Goodbye, sister.
Goodbye, sister.
I'm gone. Goodbye, brother.
Goodbye, brother.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
Goodbye, brother.
Goodbye, brother.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I've got that Holy Ghost and power that teach me every hour. Goodbye, brother.
Goodbye, brother.
I'm gone. Goodbye, friend.
Goodbye, friend.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
Goodbye, friend.
Goodbye, friend.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I've got that Holy Ghost and power that teach me every hour. Goodbye, friend.
Goodbye, friend.
I'm gone. Goodbye, preacher.
Goodbye, preacher.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
Goodbye, preacher.
Goodbye, preacher.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I've got that Holy Ghost and power that teach me every hour. Goodbye, preacher.
Goodbye, preacher.
I'm gone. Goodbye, deacon.
Goodbye, deacon.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
Goodbye, deacon.
Goodbye, deacon.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
That Holy Ghost and power that teach me every hour.
Goodbye,
deacon.
Goodbye, deacon.
I'm gone. Goodbye, world.
Goodbye, world.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
Goodbye, world.
Goodbye, world.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I've got that Holy Ghost and power that teach me every hour. Goodbye, world.
Goodbye, world.
I'm gone. Cy Jones and Mamie Weston.
Eating Bill.
A.
Around and say amen and hallelujah. They would praise God this afternoon. And Why not us
that have been born again?
We're going to speak to you from a subject this afternoon. The subject we shall speak to you from is God in Great World Movement. God in Great World Movement. To my mind, the only interruption is that every evil is special, one as truly as another. For nothing comes to pass in God's word without some particular meaning or design. Nothing, everything that is, God has willed it and suffered it to be. The general providence is perfect because the special is complete. Bushnell, the supernatural, it is Christly and it is to be relied on ever as a power operating for Christianity the word supernatural means spiritual. This world is lost and doomed without the spirit of the living God, the mother that gives birth to Christianity. Everybody that will live in the world, that will come down and let the rain bother them, want some air so they can get sun. Won't bother me and let the rain bother them.
Three 53 B.
Before there was a where or a when, is there or is then. For this earth, well, this world was nothing but a chaotic region. Darkness covered the world, and it was the spirit of the living God that moved upon the waters and given life to everything that lived. Oh yeah, life to the wind, oh that blew, life that put everything in order. This is the most wholesome doctrine, and it is very full of comfort, it is true. It should be elaborated, it should be illustrated, and should be held abroad. The Christian needs to know it for his own satisfaction, and the unbeliever for his confusion, amen, and for his conviction. It is needless to say that, Mr. Bushnell fully establishes his position. In the course of his argument, he says, if we could make a perfect intellectual survey of the great world's history itself, and see how its principles even are turned, we should discover that the world itself is governed in the interest of Christianity. The supernatural grace and kingdom of Jesus Christ. He then proceeds to discuss with his customary earnest bearing on the spread of Christianity of such facts, even about the time Christ is coming as the dispensation of the Jews, the failure of Greek and Roman philosophy, the almost worldwide use of the Greek language as a vehicle of thought and commerce, the universal prevalence of Roman law and authority. Amen. The existence of a worldwide peace at the birth of Jesus Christ. Oh yes, it's a worldwide peace. Give us, Jesus, we're born in the world. Amen. It's a peace that will ever abide with us. Sometimes in confusion in the world, nations against nations, in war and in the battlefield battling and being battle scarred, they'll raise a peace flag, and it is only, oh yes, to save their lives at the present time, but return to their homes across the placid waters, to whatever limited or extensive monarchy to which they belong, and reinforce by making elaborate preparation to march back in a battlefield of blood. But the peace of Jesus Christ abides with us forever. Amen. Christ said it to Nicodemus when he was talking to him. Oh, yes. And when he said to him, except the man be born of the water and of the Spirit, there is two births given to all humanity. And it don't mean baptism, it means born in the world, a living creature, and then being born again. Amen. The life of the Holy Spirit for a world to come. Amen. God knows the world all over ought to could hear these words this afternoon and realize that it is a fundamental doctrine of the Holy Scripture, the truth that Jesus Christ was talking about when he said, when the gospel has been preached in all the world for witness to every creature, then the world's coming into judgment. I'm helping my God to finish it up now. I found great delight in studying these views and illustrations of the special providence in the interest of Christianity. Amen. And with some difference, venture, amen, to offer a similar train of thought on a slightly more extended range. I'll give that to you now. To you in this world, and oh yes, in the time of panic he'll feed you when you're hungry, and when there were this life work is over, he'll save you when you come to die. God save us and bring us to heaven through Jesus Christ our Lord. We'll have a word of prayer by Dr. Greyboy.
Thou by whom we come to God, the life, the truth, the way, the path of prayer thyself has trod. Lord, teach us how to pray. We bless thee, our Father, for the opportunity to come to thee in prayer. Thank thee for thy loving kindness upon us, for thou hast remembered us in love and mercy. Thank thee for the evidence of thy love. For thou hast made ample provisions for both soul and body, and thou hast loved us and pitied us even as children of thine own. We pray that thou would accept our thanksgiving, that thou forgive us of our sins, that thou bless us and guide us and direct us as we go through this world. Let thy loving counsel be ever about us and upon us. Do thou bless these services this evening. May we ever be thankful to thee for all that thou doest for us. May we be obedient unto thee, ever ready to serve and obey and keep thy commandments. Bless us, keep us, in the end save us. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Now, my father, children, we began about 5:30, 4:30. And the object of this meeting is to give you an opportunity that having paid your taxation for trustee purposes for the renovation of this church, and I'm sure you realize what's there, and you see why we feel that we need to be stirring ourselves. Want you to, we wanted to have this meeting this afternoon and knock off until another time. Now we want you to, want everybody to give liberally. The public collection, I want to take care of come inside all the years. And let each of you that.
Three 54 B.
Now, henceforth, and forever.